You are listening to the International Radio Report. Your reactions are much appreciated. Feel free to send them to radioreport@yahoo.com. That is radioreport@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday, April the 14th, 2024. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. We thank you for tuning in to our 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio, AM, FM, shortwave, and whatever else you can hear out of a radio. We try to cover it all. Going to start off today's show with an announcement about the upcoming 37th annual NASWA Winter SWL Festival. If you're a regular listener to our show over the years, you know that this event has been going for a very long time. We always like to publicize it. This year, a little something different. It is going to be a hybrid event. There will be a small element of in-person activities going on and the rest going on Zoom, as it has been exclusively on Zoom the past 3 years. This one will have the in-person element coming back to it again. So registration is open for the 2024 Winter SWL Fest. The date has been moved quite dramatically, though. It was called and is still called the Winter Fest, but it was normally held either late February or early March. This year, it's been moved to May the 10th and May the 11th. It's a Friday and Saturday. The fest will be a combination of in-person and Zoom event and will be held at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites at a new location in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, which is just north of Philadelphia. There is a block of rooms set aside for people who want to travel and stay at the hotel for the event, and they've got a special rate. But this block will only be available until the 18th of April. After that date, the special rate may no longer be available, and the hotel itself may actually sell out by then. So if you are planning on going and you want the special rate, don't delay. You need to get your reservation in by the 18th of April at the latest. The in-person registration is kind of interesting. It's limited this year in number of participants, and that number is 65 only. Of course, there's no limit for the number of people who can participate via Zoom. And for people who are tending to show up, just, you know, turn out at the hotel, an important notice, they will not be processing in-person registrations at the Winterfest. So you have to register for the event in advance. So that's an important change in the way they will be accepting registrations. So to get all the details of what's going on, what the events are, what the forums are that are being presented, go to the website, swlfest.com. You'll find all the information there. There's a link for the reservation for the hotel. And you can, there's two different sections to reserve separately, either the in-person or the Zoom event. There is a registration fee for both. The registration fee for the in-person event is $45 US, and to register for the Zoom events for the weekend is $20 US. And there'll be a wide variety of forums. CIDX Club will be hosting the online hospitality suite once again. We'll actually be starting that up on Thursday evening with sort of an icebreaker event, and then Friday and Saturday throughout the day for both days of the event. So Richard Cuff and John Filiosi, the as we call them, the Festmeisters, the organizers of the event, are looking forward to seeing everyone again this year. So mark it on your calendar, May the 10th and the 11th, and 65 participants in person only, maximum. So all those things lead to you not delaying getting your reservations in as soon as possible. So, solar eclipse. Lots of people were watching. We were both watching. Yep. And many DXers and radio listeners around the world of the solar eclipse, particularly, of course, throughout the United States and Canada, were tuned in. You had some experiences with it via radio.
Yeah, I did bring a little portable radio. I was not in radio mode. I was in eclipse mode. So for me, focus on the eclipse was the important thing. But I did just tune a little bit on the medium wave band. I was down in the South Shore in Brassard. And I could hear when the eclipse was at maximum here, at totality, I could hear WCBS New York like really well. Just like in the evening when it's dark. The most impressive, I think, is on my YouTube channel. I posted a video where I show my SDR that I left on, and I just left a screen recording. And when I came back, I looked at it. All the peaks of the medium wave band stations slowly rise as the eclipse progresses up to totality. And totality, the medium wave band looks almost like it is at night. All the stations that are there visible across the spectrum on medium wave. And as the totality ends and the eclipse slowly fades away, well, so do the stations on the medium wave band. The peaks go back down and it comes back to a normal, daily mid-afternoon medium wave band, which is just local station. It's impressive to see, and it's fun because the visuals of the SDR really show that dramatic increase and fade out of all the medium wave stations.
So people can see that video on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, I'll share the link to the specific video where I actually discuss and talk about it.
Now, there were lots of other people doing this as well. There are a few people who actually recorded the medium wave spectrum, and they've posted up on video with the audio as well, so that you can actually go and check it out. There's one gentleman, and I'm apologize for forgetting which one of the DXers it is, but there's a video where he has not even had time to go through and listen to it yet, and he's asking people to check the YouTube channel and just observe what you were hearing as you go across the recording and let him know about it. I'll try to get that link for that, and we'll put it in our list of links for the program today. But look around, just go on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. There's going to be a lot of reports issued as well. We'll probably have a summary of some things in our next edition of the CIDX Club Messenger. Other reports, there's some people sent in things to Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, and some of the medium wave clubs in particular, I'm sure, will have feature articles. The Ham Psi group did a lot of ham radio experimenting as well. We're waiting to see results from that also. We hope you had fun with it. It was a spectacular event, and I was kind of like you, got caught up in the event itself and didn't have the radio on, but I knew a lot of other people would. So, you know, we do have the ability to go back and see what things looked like and what people were hearing. So there won't be another one probably in our lifetime, at least not in our part of the world. There was a guy on CNN who was from Texas. He'd come up to Canada to see it in totality. The totality in Texas was very short. So he was moving around, going to different places. And so, yeah, pretty neat. One of our friends in Iroquois, Ontario, a member of our CIDX club, Alain Pepin, is a pilot, has a small private plane, and he decided to do the eclipse in his plane, and has a radio in the plane, and was hearing a lot of signals coming through distant stations on as if it was nighttime. But he said he did have to pay attention because there were a lot of other planes flying around at the same time. So it was a little dangerous, to concentrate on the eclipse and have to watch for the traffic jam in the sky. So that was pretty neat as well. So yeah, we'll hear lots more stories coming out, I'm sure, in the days and weeks ahead relating to the recent eclipse.
So here in Montreal, we have some big news on the Francophone radio side. So Cogeco Media has fired a radio presenter called MC Gilles, of his real name Dave-Éric Ouellet, and he was on 98.5, actually was in a show called Le Québec Maintenant, and was also looking into the future, into some of the shows. They wanted to give him like a Friday evening show. And now they fired him. And at first it was mysterious because absolutely nobody wanted to comment. And the next day we started seeing everybody commenting about it. It would seem that, first of all, he has a hard time with some of the other radio personalities on the station, like Patrick Lagacé. He does a lot of like humoristic sketches where, you know, he talks about politics and all sorts of things in funny ways. Some people were finding that he was maybe going a little overboard sometimes on this the sketches that he would do, and that it was not tasteful all the time. Apparently, he was in working, have a new contract with the 98.5 station. It was a hard thing. Apparently, it was complicated. He was complaining that there are things they wanted him to do that didn't talk about. And basically, it didn't seem that he would be going well with anyone. So they finally told him that, look, it's over. And immediately as they announced it, revoked all the access to the station and to any shows. I guess going to have to find some other place.
Yeah, we thank Normand Martel, one of our regular listeners, who keeps an ear out on the Francophone side of radio in the province here. And he called me actually just when his show was supposed to be starting, and obviously he wasn't there. So it happened really quickly, and as it often does when there's a dispute with somebody and they yank them from the air, you don't get to hear from them again. So the last thing they want is a disgruntled employee in front of a live microphone. So not a big surprise there. So we have something that we haven't had for quite some time next, and that's some news on ratings of radio in Canada. Numeris, which does the PPM ratings of radio stations, quite some time ago decided that they would not be doing public releases of those numbers. But all of a sudden, through David Bray at Broadcast Dialogue magazine, we have Numeris winter PPM ratings for five cities: Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto. So David goes on to say, major changes in radio ownership across Canada have prompted discussions concerning the future of the medium. Bell Media, of course, has announced the sale of 45 of its radio stations, shockingly declaring, quote unquote, it's not a viable business anymore. The buyers are Vista Radio, White Oaks Communications, Durham Radio, My Broadcasting Corp, Zoomer Media, Arsenal Media, and Maritime Broadcasting Services. Clearly, there are a number of believers remaining. Radio remains consistently popular with an average weekly reach of 84% for adults 12 and over. Perhaps reflective of the work from home trend, in homes represents 52% of tuning. Out of home represents 48% of tuning. We should note that for Canadians, 10% of radio consumption comes from AM, FM, live radio streaming. And so he says, let's forge on. And the new PPM release from Numeris completes a 13-week period covering November 23rd, 2023 through February the 25th, 2024. So looking at the markets quickly, Toronto, bragging rights at the top of the ratings go to CHFI with a 15.4 share, adult 12 and up, and that's up from 12.8%. It comes on top also with women 25 to 54 with a 15.2 share, followed by Boom 97.3 at 12.7 and Chum FM at 12.4%. For men, Boom leads at 10.4, followed by CHFI with 9%. Q107 is out in front for males 18 to 34 with an 11.9 share, up from 10.8, followed by CHFI at 10.4. And CHFI is way out in front for females 18 to 34 at 24.9% share. Out in Vancouver, interesting that CKNW grabs the number one spot for adults 12 and over with a 13.7 share of hours tuned, down from 15.1. Taking the top spot for a female audience 25 to 54, surprisingly, Virgin Radio. And we'll get to Virgin Radio in Montreal in a little bit. It's a totally different story here. They're doing well in Vancouver with a 16.8 share, down from 19.4. And Move FM 103.5, 16.3. CKNW holds the lead for male 25 to 54 listeners with a 12.4 share, followed by CFOX at 10.1 and Rock 101 and Virgin Radio both at 9.8. Move FM 103.5 is out in front for male 18 to 34 with 16.5 share of hours. And when it comes to women 18 to 34, CFOX is number one by a wide margin with an impressive 28%. Out in Edmonton, CBC Radio, and this is interesting, in a couple cities, CBC Radio doing extremely well. In Edmonton, it takes the number one spot with adults 12 and over, posting an 8.7 share of hours tuned. Now FM, our friend Mickey enjoys listening to that station, holds the top spot for females 25 to 54 at 14.8, and the Bear tops the list for men 25 to 54 with 11.9, followed by K97 at 9.8, and for men 18 to 34 now is out front at 16.7, followed by the Bear at 14.3. Country music, CISN Country led females 18 to 34, listening, delivering a healthy 17.1. Calgary, CBC Radio also leading number one spot there with a 12.6 share. Star 95.9, popular with women, taking their number one spot. Female 25 to 54 with an 18.3 share. Males 25 to 54, X92.9 rules with a 12.3 share. 101.5 Today Radio is the top spot for men 18 to 34, delivering 15.9%. And 90.3 Amp Radio tops for females 18 to 34, posting 15.4. And here in Montreal, where we have the unique situation of English and French stations competing for listeners, CHMP, the more or less news talk station, they do play music on weekends, is holding down number one spot for the Franco market and with a 22.3 share, down just 0.1%. For A12 Plus on the Anglo side, the constant winner, CJD AM, with a 28.4 share, and that's gone up from 27.5. 107.3 Rouge FM is tops with women in the French market, taking number one for 25 to 54 females, and that delivers them a 20.5 share, which is up substantially from 16.8. For women 25 to 54, Anglo market, the Beat 92.5, way out in front with a 27.4 share. That's almost as big a share as CJD has, which is quite remarkable. And for men 25 to 54, Franco, CHMP 98.5 is at the top. And for men 25 to 54, Anglo, it is Shom FM, the rock station, at number one, also with a big rating, 21.4, up from 19.9. I think what I find really interesting in the Montreal listings, there's no mention whatsoever of Virgin Radio. And we've been on their case for a long time, probably several years now. Their ratings have consistently gone down. They consistently run TV ads saying that they are the number one hit music station in Montreal. I don't know with who, what fraction of the market they claim to be number one. But in overall market share, we know that their numbers have been increasingly on the slide, heading downward. We don't know what they are right now, but if you look at those shares of the other stations, it's easy to figure out that they can't have much of a share. So when will they finally pull the plug and do something different? Nobody seems to know. The other interesting overview I see here is how different the markets are between male and female. It's the pop and easy listening stations that seem to be popular with the women and the rock stations with the men, and in particular with the younger men, the heavy rock stations in particular, more popular with that audience. So there's a definite divide across the sexes there.
I would have enjoyed seeing the CBC French in there because they didn't give those numbers. They're usually also up there, usually like in second spot for the news talk type radio after CHMP, but definitely 98.5 is the top. We talked about it earlier with MC Gil that got fired from there. That's a big deal when you think about the fact that it's the top francophone news talk station in Montreal. So what's happening with our sun? Well, it was eclipsed at some point.
But it came back.
It came back. So the sunspots on the sun are rather quiet this week once again. There isn't a lot of activity. There was a coronal mass ejection, actually, that happened that could spark some G1 class geomagnetic storm today, April 14th, at some point. But apart from that, the sun is rather quiet now. There is one sunspot, AR3633, that has a complex magnetic field, so it could actually cause some solar flares. Overall, it's probably going to simply be quiet conditions. Sunspot number 81, the solar flux 144. And well, if you want to witness all of this, you have to turn on a radio and listen.
This is Glenn Hauser on the air since 1987. You're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
So are people listening to more radio? A valid question. This is via Radio Insight for April 11th, 2024. Listeners perceive themselves as listening more to local radio today than prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. That encouraging news is just one of the findings scheduled for the first of three research presentations on what workers want. The study, conducted by Point to Point Marketing and Strategic Solutions Research, will be unveiled in a series of three webinars beginning Thursday, April 11th at 2 p.m. In a preview of other findings from this Thursday's Part 1 webinar on commuting and what drives engagement to radio, despite a proliferation of choices, radio's ease of use is one of the chief reasons that respondents believe they are using radio more than pre-COVID. Radio's usage is being driven by full-time workers who commute. Local radio still wins 2-1 among full-time workers. Also in the car, radio wins over DSPs like Spotify 3-1, but broadcast radio is losing 2-1 at home. One out of four workers who are likely ratings participants say that contesting would motivate them to listen to more local radio. Other topics to be covered in the series of webinars include devices and headphone usage, marketing to and contesting for today's audiences, local radio's advantages, social media marketing, and more. The findings will be presented by Point to Point CEO Tim Bronsell and Strategic Solutions Research EVP partner Hal Rudd. You know, we've known for a long time that the car is a pretty good place for radio. Having worked in many places, I know that a lot of workplaces have radio on all day. In the home, well, there's a lot of competition, and that's where things change. But still, radio is out there, and as they say it, it's easy to use.
I know I've seen a lot of reports that radio is very popular on assembly line workers. You know, people are doing very monotonous tasks and whatever, and they're allowed to have radios like at their workstation. So that would definitely be, a big audience, you know, just to have something in the background for them. So I'm sure that will be factored into some of these reports. We've got a great little kicker story here today. It caught my eye when I was looking at the previous story on Radio Insight. I saw this headline that said, iHeartRadio goes to the dogs and cats. And when I started reading it, I thought I should check the date here and make sure this isn't April 1st rather than April 11th, that it might have been an April Fool's Day joke. But it isn't. iHeartRadio has launched a streaming channel for animal listeners. Pet Radio is described as a station of soothing songs, gentle tracks, and instrumental music that will keep your pet company for roughly 9 hours. iHeart states that the songs were chosen to help pets keep your pet company for roughly 9 hours. And iHeart states that the songs were chosen to help pets chill out or experience less stress. The music is based on studies stating that simple, serene sounds could help your pet chill out or experience less stress, and is a mix of classical, soft rock, and reggae. iHeart goes on to say, worried about your pets feeling uneasy while you're at work, school, or running errands? iHeart Radio now has a station dedicated to keeping your four-legged friend calm and relaxed until you get home. Animal behaviorist Dr. Deborah Wells published a study showing the relaxing effects of classical music on dogs. The research found that dogs spent more time resting and being quiet and less time standing when exposed to classical music compared to heavy metal music, pop music, or conversation. Later research found that other types of music were just as effective at reducing stress in pets. A study by Dr. Susan Wagner, a board-certified veterinary neurologist, concluded solo piano music calms down dogs more than classical music. Another study found that playing soft rock and reggae for kenneled dogs led to more relaxed behaviors and increased heart rate variability, which indicates less stress. So I couldn't resist. I had to go listen to this online. I lasted a couple minutes, and that was it. Unfortunately, our dog couldn't hear it because she's 13 years old and she's lost her hearing. So she's not going to be a listener. How's Paul Cat think about this?
Well, you know, we have to do an experiment. I'll have to turn it on when Paul's there and see if his behavior changes.
Exactly. I don't know how long this is going to last. It's obviously a very gimmicky type of thing, but there are veterinarians and scientists and who seem to think it's going to work. So who knows? Not sure how they'll rate these, they'll have to do polls of the dogs and cats, I guess. And I don't know. Anyways.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Lots of events going on next weekend for you to check out. The first one, organized by the Israel Amateur Radio Club, is the Holy Land DX Contest, 2100 April 19th to 2100 Zulu April 20th, SSB, CW, and digital, and it's covering all the major HF bands, 1.8 through 28 megahertz.
The Estonia Amateur Radio Union Open HF Championship, 0500 Zulu to 0859 Zulu April 20th. The mode is CW and SSB, and it's 80 and 40 meters only.
The Worked All Provinces of China DX Contest, organized by the Mulan DX Club, 0600 April 21st to 0559 Zulu April 22nd. It is SSB only, 80 through 10 meters.
The Dutch PACCDG Contest, 0700 to 1900 Zulu April 20th, organized by the Association for Experimental Radio Research and the Netherlands, RTTY, FT4, and FT8, and the bands are 80 through 10 meters.
We have the Amateur Radio Union of Serbia is organizing the YUDX contest, 0700 Zulu April 20th to 659 Zulu April 21st. That one is CW and SSB, 80 through 10 meters.
The CQMMDX contest, 0900 Zulu April 20th to 2359 Zulu April 21st, organized by the Wiz de Fora CW Group of Brazil. It's CW and it's 80 to 10 meters.
The Michigan CUSO Party, organized by the Mad River Radio Club, 1600 Zulu April 20th to 0400 Zulu April 21st, CW and SSB, 80 through 10 meters.
And finally, the Ontario CUSO Party from 1800 Zulu April 20th to 05 Zulu April 21st and 1200 Zulu to 1800 Zulu April 21st, organized by the Contest Club of Ontario. Modes are SSB, CW, and FM, and it's 160 through 2 meters except the work bands.
All right, lots of stuff going on next week for ham radio operators and listeners as well. So check them all out. Some interesting ones from some interesting parts of the world. So give it a listen and participate if you wish.
And we are out of time.
So we'll wrap up today with our contact info and social media outlets for you. Our email address, radioreport@yahoo.com. We do live stream and our programs archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group, you can join, International Radio Report. Our YouTube channel, you can subscribe. It is at IRR on YouTube. And our X account at IRRCKUT. Check them all out. We'd love to have you join us there. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
Radio Canada.
United Nations. Mm-hmm.